Bonnie speak. Hello.
Oh, hey, Bonnie. It's Jack DeLore. How are you?
I'm very well, Jack. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I looked everywhere for your number, and I couldn't find it. I wanted to talk to you, so
my goodness. I have been chasing you for reviews, and I've just double-checked your profile, because I do check it on a regular basis, and I see your reviews are basically all there now. So that's fantastic. So your account is 100% approved by Google.
Okay.
So basically, we are practically ready for activation. I just want to make sure your ad is ranking properly. Before we ever activate an ad, we make sure that, you know, you're being found for all the right, in the right places, and you're ranking, you know, in the right places. So,
right.
So, are you happy to go ahead and start, activating, or where? I know that you were thinking.
Yes, but I have a specific question for you, a few questions about it. So I'm ready to kind of start ramping up my advertising. I'm debating between Facebook and Google, but I'm definitely leaning toward Google. Here's a problem I've been having on my local area here. I'm getting a lot of, you know, I'm luxury home roofing, which means I only want to work on larger homes.
Yes.
And my zip code has about 20% larger homes and 80% homes that are too small. So I don't really want to advertise in my zip code. Now, there's a zip code next door, which is pretty much, you know, it's flipped. It's 80% larger homes and 20% small. So I'm wondering, can I just advertise by zip code?
With the Google guarantee, it does work better when it comes to cities, but we can do zip codes as well. So we obviously have the option of counties, what we do, we try and do is break it down, instead of counties, into cities and zip codes. So what I can do, obviously your account is 100% ready to move ahead and activate. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email, show you the areas I've got listed on your profile now. We can change that. Once you review it, I'll just say I'll just give you a rough idea, but you can add, I will send you, when I send you the details, you can send cities, zip codes, and then we can work it out. So we've got Argyle, Colleyville, Flower Mound, North Lake, Renuka, South Lake, and West Lake at the moment.
Okay. Yeah, we could take a few of those out that do have the 80% small homes. So there's a couple. The North Lake, is it by zip code or by city? Because there's a big difference.
Yeah, so we can do either. Yeah, we can do either.
Let's
so
do
what
zip code. Let's,
zip
yeah,
code.
Zip
okay.
code would be better.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email and then we can, you know, work on the areas, and you can send us the zip codes that you want, as well as the job types that you prefer, and then we can head towards, once you've decided what we can do there, we can head towards activation, and I will let you know as soon as your ad is ready. It is 100% ready. I just want to make sure it's ranking properly. As soon as it's ranking, I should be able to do that today. And then my colleague Ivan will be in contact with regards to activating. How does that sound?
Yeah, that's good, except I want to talk about ads. So I have a content person I hired to create posts for me. Now, these are intended originally to be organic posts, okay? Because I don't really post much myself, so.
Sure, but on social media.
Yeah, so that was. Okay. So they're going to, they haven't started posting them yet. They're going on Facebook and Google. I think I have it going on my personal Facebook profile, my Facebook business mm-hmm. profile, and also Google, you know, my Google business profile.
Okay.
I was wondering if we could repurpose some of those for your ads, because I really like some of them. I was kind of involved with it, and, you know, we put a lot of time into developing these things.
Okay.
So they may be, not that there's anything wrong with yours, but they may be more, much more custom tailored to my business than yours
yes,
are not. Right now.
I hear what you say. So obviously we also do the Facebook side of the business when it comes to, you know, we do include that with social media. When it comes
yes.
to Google is a lot stricter and they have a lot more rules associated with their ads, photos, anything that we upload or include on their platform. So with Google Guarantee, for example, it's, you know, you can only add on what they allow you to add on, and this is standard format.
Okay.
So, yes. So, for example, you obviously have a photo section, right, a link to your Google Guarantee, and your Google business page, the information from your Google business page links to your Google Guarantee, and both have to match. So, if I upload a photo with your contact details or any information on that ad that has maybe a quote reference or a review reference, they'll remove it. They have, you see, so it's a lot stricter. With social media is, you know, with that, they operate differently. You do it, you create content, you do an ad or a post, and then depending how much Facebook or Instagram likes it, depending on your liking or other different factors, they'll push it out, or they'll, you know, it won't be as active as it is today and that sort of thing. So, or like the post you did yesterday. But they're a lot more lenient, though they are becoming stricter with, you know, with links, you know, when you're adding links and telephone numbers and that sort of thing. But
yeah,
Google's
yeah.
a lot stricter.
So can I, so I kind of have a whole kind of a feel I'm going for with my ads. Can I have, be involved in input, like kind of providing some guidelines on what I'm looking for in my ads?
For Google Guarantee, it is, I'm going to send you an example of what
okay.
a Google Guarantee ad looks like in your area for a sort of a similar company or competitor. So it's a standard format,
okay.
generally. Back office of what you can add, similar standard format, you can mix it, but they don't sort of allow us to free type or customize, as in we only, they give us a list of 10 jobs. I'm not saying it's more than that, but I'm just saying a list of 10 job types. And we have to choose from that. We don't get to say, like,
yeah.
for example,
I'll
just give an example. Some people will only want to do certain types of roofing. That's very specific to their type of business, quite niche. And they're like,
right.
oh, you know, can you add this type of, you know, and we can't, you know, because, like, they maybe
right.
want to do a specific
okay.
type of skylight, you know.
Yeah, I think we picked all that already. So that should
yes.
be good. Here's what I'm thinking of, and this will give you a better idea if I explain this. So
mm-hmm.
I'm positioning myself more like a custom home builder than a
mm-hmm.
roofing company, okay, because
sure.
I'm going high end market. So consequently, a custom home builder wouldn't have people with hammers and nails and pounding
mm-hmm.
on boards and stuff on their website, all over their website. They would have
mm-hmm.
beautiful homes and, you know, things to help people dream about the beautiful house they want. Not,
mm-hmm.
you know, here's a person hammer and nail. So that's what I want to get away from, is the workers out there hammering and things, and more kind of just a beautiful roof or beautiful homes with beautiful roofs on them.
Yes.
Kind of a
yes.
vibe. So what do you think
yes.
about that?
Well, so, you know, it's almost like it's similar to sort of saying that you're obviously looking for a certain, you can basically say it outright and say, look, you're only looking for a certain sort of quote level above and the type of work that you do. And it's almost like saying like designer landscaping, like designer landscaping will say, no, we're not landscapers. We only do design.
Right.
If you know what I'm trying to say. So it can be quite niche, it can be quite niche.
Yeah.
If you do target certain zip codes, then in that instance, that would apply, but you would have to be quite choosy about your zip codes.
Yeah, that's fine. No, we could do that. Okay, mm-hmm. So another thing is I told them to hold off on the Facebook ads yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's a good idea or not, but I do want to ramp that up as well. But so let me tell you what I have going on that is going to have a big impact on this. So I have a local sports celebrity mm-hmm. that is, I believe, going to do an endorsement contract with me this week.
Sure.
And next week we're supposed to shoot a couple hours of video. So with the intention, one intention is, of course, I'll put it on my website.
Mm-hmm.
But the other intention is to break it up into little 15, 20-second chunks and use it for content to post.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering, if you would be involved in that or not, or, is that just kind of organic, or would we want to use that for ads or that type of thing? Because I definitely would like to use it for ads because it's going to be powerful,
Yeah, so with Facebook, obviously they will run ads, but as you, like you say, you've got a separate company doing that for you, right, with the Facebook ads. But we can't sort of run ads, different types of ads within Google Guarantee. I will send you a few examples. Of your area, and I will do a little short, 20-second video of what you can see, what the Google Guarantee ad looks like, and how people would find it. So that you can kind of get the gist of what I'm saying behind it. It's sort of standard, and we can't sort of add our own, you can't add your own personality to it, if you will, with your type of marketing.
And that's fine. I mean, I'm good with that. So yeah, send that over, but I'm good with that. So it sounds like Google kind of is what it is. You got to abide by all their rules, but Facebook is more open to, creativity and whatnot.
Exactly. That's what social media is. Social media is, it does allow you to sort of, it's more expressive, than this type of Google Guarantee, especially with Google Guarantee, it's definitely stricter because you are being covered by Google. So basically, it's Google's guaranteeing your company. They've done the checks. They're saying that they've checked your background. They've checked your insurance, and they're saying that you are of very good standing. So that's where the guarantee comes in. So that's why they're strict.
Get those zip codes right on Google Guarantee, and then let's just forge ahead and get that activated and going. That we could, as soon as I get your email, I can get that sorted out and get that to you, and then we could just forge ahead with that. And then the Facebook, we could talk about that more. That's not as urgent anyways, right?
But who's doing your Facebook at the moment? Because you're not doing it with us at the moment, right?
Yeah, no, I'm doing it with you, but I just paused.
Okay.
I was spending $100 a month on that, and I just paused that. So it wasn't doing anything. I mean, but I wasn't doing, I literally never put, I have yet to post to Facebook myself so that
mm-hmm.
it's kind of just, these are just pretty empty accounts other than the ads you put in there, but I want to get it going. So I want to focus energy now on getting Facebook going too. But I scheduled a call for tomorrow I wasn't able to request you, but can you be on that call and we could just kind of have a Facebook strategy session?
Sure.
Let's figure out what I need to do advertising wise.
Sure. Okay. I think you probably will be with my colleague Carl, but I can definitely join in. No problem. And I will check on that to make sure that that's happening tomorrow.
Okay. It's 9 a.m. about a little bit before right now. So it'll be
okay.
7 a.m. here.
Yeah.
But yeah, that'd be good because I do want to start budgeting and planning and all. But no, the company I was telling you about is not doing any ads. They're only doing organic posts. It's all organic. It's just pure organic. So,
but you can basically use that same post. You just download it and save it differently and you can post and you can use it as an ad.
Oh, okay. Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's just a different way of doing it, but you do have to use a different template because the post and the story and the ad comes in a different format just to complicate life, you know?
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay, well, we could figure that all out then. That's not quite as urgent. I wanted to get the Google guaranteed thing figured out, and I think it's simple. It's just get the right zip codes, and we're good to go.
Sure. Okay.
And then
I will clarify that via email, definitely.
Okay, let's do that then. That sounds great. And
wonderful.
We'll talk tomorrow morning and start thinking about a Facebook strategy.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Jack. We'll speak soon.
And should I email? The best way to reach you directly then is via the email?
It always comes through the calls, and then they'll transfer to me because we do have a general number. But, you know, you can always set a call in the calendar. Like you ask someone, you can always message in and say, look, set a call tomorrow with so-and-so, and we can do it that way. Not a problem.
Okay. All right. Sounds great.
Okay.
All right.
Wonderful.
Sounds wonderful. Well,
thank
thanks
you.
For your help. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Anytime, Jack. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you,
bye.
Too.
Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.